What's up, guys, and welcome to The Sife. I'm your host, Sin, or Jazz, because I'm a jazzy motherfucker. The Sife stands for the culture you protect here, and on this show, we talk about everything from love, sex, relationships, to racism, colorism, social injustice, and politics. Goddamn, that's a mouthful. All right, look, it's a quarantine going on. Y'all ain't got nothing to do. We got a quarantine edition of the show going on. This is episode 2. All right, you ain't got shit to do. You in the house, so let's just be friends. Let's go. Let's get it. Hi guys, so welcome back to the show. Thank you so much for tuning back into the show. I mean, really, it makes my nipples hard. It really does something to me. I really love that you guys came back. Thank you. And if you're not coming back, and if this is your first time hearing me, if this is your first time tuning into the show, hi, how are you? You are now part of the Sife fam. All right, on the last episode, we spoke about fuckboys. So if you feel like you need to know a little about something about fuckboys, you should probably go back to the last episode. Come back to us. We on a different level now. We done passed that. We done already cut off the fuckboys in our lives. We ain't got time to talk about that no more. On this episode, we're not talking about none of that. What we're going to talk about some self-love. We're going to talk about some self-care, and we're going to talk about how not to kill your damn relationship before the quarantine is over. Because I feel like a lot of y'all about to end up single by the time this shit is over, because a lot of y'all are stuck in the house together just now realizing that you don't like them. Just now realizing you don't like them. That's sad as hell. I can't relate. I'm in a long-distance relationship, okay? I have not seen my significant other in about a month, so niggas is horny and lonely. Dope. But that doesn't mean that I can't help y'all with what y'all got going on. All right, this episode ain't gonna be too long. It's not gonna be too long, and I hope I'm saying that without knowing how long I'm gonna talk. But we're gonna put it out there that's not gonna be too long. Because I kind of want this to be a quick little thing that you guys listen to. I hope it motivates you. I hope it makes you feel better. Because I know that I've been going through a lot during this quarantine. It's day whatever on quarantine, all right? I was going to do these episodes in order, but like I said, self-care, you can never ever determine when you need it. And I really needed it, so I couldn't really do it. But now I'm here, and now I'm back, and I'm going to talk to you about some best practices that you can do. I wanted to have a better word than do. But we're going to talk about some best practices that you can apply to your life to make your quarantine a whole lot better, right? So first off, some key points that we're going to touch on. The first one we're going to touch on is don't come back from the quarantine behind on your goals. We're going to touch on that. Number two, spend this time of food crisis, quote unquote, changing your eating habits. And number three, dedicate your time to more than just binging a show. Point blank period, right? Dedicate your time to more than just binging a fucking show. So what we're going to do is we're going to talk about things and thoughts to avoid during the quarantine. That's how we're going to jump into this. And I got three main ones that we're going to elaborate. Number one, avoid talking to or thoughts of toxic habits. Toxic habits. Toxic habits includes people, laziness, and excuses. For example, exes, friendships, or people that serve no purpose to you while you're supposed to be out here bettering yourself. Okay, so first of all, when I talk about toxic habits, when I talk about people, I don't know about you. I used to really have a problem with this. I don't really have it so much anymore. I was thankfully able to work on this before the quarantine, but better late than never, right? So I used to have this thing where if I got bored or if there was nothing really exciting going on in my life, I would use it as an excuse to check up, quote unquote, on the people that I know that I've already excommunicated myself with, that I have already deemed toxic in my life. And for some odd reason, I feel the need to hit them up and see if they're okay. I take time out of my day to see if they're okay, though they have not done the same. That right there is toxic within itself. Like, you are already exuberating some sort of toxic behavior, and then you're gonna go ahead and give it to the toxic person that's gonna take it and fucking run with it? What's wrong with you? Don't do that, all right? Avoid the exes that you know you're not supposed to be talking to. The people that really don't do nothing for you in your life, the relationships that you know you really didn't need, but you know you did them anyway. You probably saw all the red flags. You was probably with a fuckboy and you just ignored it. Leave the fuckboys alone. This is not the time for you to go back to your fuckboy exes to talk to them, ask them how they're doing. This is not the time of all times. This is not the time. It's not. You know why? Because those toxic people, those toxic fuckboys are just as bored as you are. And they're going to take every opportunity right now to take your vulnerability and fucking cuddle that shit, because they ain't got nothing else to cuddle lonely asses. And they're going to fucking, it just don't do it. Okay, don't do it. Is it worth it? It's not. It's not. And this doesn't even have to be towards relationships. This does not have to be towards exes. Okay, this can be towards toxic friendships too. Friendships can be toxic, people. There are people that I've cut off from being my friend because I realized they didn't have my best interest at heart, or maybe they were just a little bit too selfish for me. This is not the time for you to feel like, you know what, maybe I was the one that was selfisher. Maybe I should be the one to try and rekindle this friendship. It seems like I might need it. You don't need the friendship, because when you were living your day every single day normally, when you weren't stuck in the house, you weren't thinking about them, and you were fucking fine, which means you still don't need them. You're just fucking bored. There's a big difference between needing to reconcile a relationship because you're bored and needing to reconcile a relationship because you feel like you've truly wronged that person, or vice versa, and you value that relation in your life. And when it comes down to your family, they can be toxic as well. And I feel like we've already known this right now in our lives, that like family can be toxic, and it sucks because like, damn, it's family. This is not me saying, hey, don't call them. I'm not saying don't call your mother, your brother, your sister, your cousin. I'm not saying not to call them. At the end of the day, they're still your family. If you feel the need to ask them how they're doing during this pandemic, then do that. All I'm saying is, do not forget whatever negative energy that they harbored and why you excommunicated yourself from them in the first place. Do not lose sight of the fact that before this pandemic started, you did not speak to them. Now, if you feel as though that before this pandemic started, you weren't speaking to them over something that was petty on both sides, or maybe more on your side or their side, and you feel like their relationship, you know, to you is more important than whatever is going on, cool. All I'm saying is, take the time to accurately think about that. And think about, hey, when this quarantine is over, am I still going to want to actually associate myself with this person? Am I reconciling this relationship for no reason at all, other than the fact that I am bored and I have nothing else to do? And that's literally what it could be, boredom. So that's all I'm saying. But that's all for people right now. Okay, we're not going to get too deep into people. You guys know better, right? Do not indulge in toxic laziness. Toxic laziness is a lot different than regular laziness. Regular laziness is, hey, you know what? I could go get the remote over there on that other couch, but I don't want to. Toxic laziness is laziness that stops you from becoming the person that you have always wanted to become. Avoid that. With all this free time that you have on your hands, you're not going to tell me that you do not have the time to actually come out. You have the time to better yourself. You have the time to actually commit yourself to your goals right now. Out of all this free time, you're not going to convince me that you can't do it. And so I'm going to talk to people individually right now. I know that right now the semester for a lot of college students and high school students, but mainly college students, it's really fucked up. A lot of you, if not all of you, are now taking online classes now. And the online classes are not meant for everyone. Point blank period. Not everybody learns that way. Not everybody can learn independently. It takes a lot to learn independently. And most of the time, online classes are more work than actually being in class, because you're doing classwork, plus like a ticket to class, you know, plus your homework, and plus the normal studying. So it's a lot. All I'm saying is, you procrastinating and you telling yourself that you have more time to do something than you actually have, yeah, probably not the best. Toxic laziness. You actually want to pass the semester. Do not let a fucking pandemic that stuck you inside of your house be the reason why your GPA drops. Do not. You know how dumb that's going to sound? You know how dumb that's going to sound if you do not finish this fucking semester with a good standing GPA, or a decent GPA that you would have had when you were in school? Do you know how crazy? And people are going to ask you, why couldn't you do it? And what's your excuse? Oh, I was at home too long and it was a lot. Yeah, you see how that sound? That sound crazy. Do not allow this fucking quarantine to fuck your shit up. Artists, I understand. There's an excuse for everything. There's always an excuse not to create. There's always an excuse not to create. If you are a singer, you're going to say, hey, I can't make it to the studio. Okay, maybe you can't, but I know you can write a new song. Boom. Painters, you're going to say, well, you know what? All the art stores are closed. I ain't got no acrylic paint. I ain't got da-da-da. You better teach yourself how to sketch. Fuck is wrong with you? I know you got something else that you can do. I know you got something else you can do. I know you do. Please, come on, sketch a little something, do something with your hands, make sure that you are honing in on your craft, or at least teaching yourself something new outside of your craft. There's always something new for you to do. Always. Get out of here. Writers, I know, I get it, I'm a writer too. It's hard. You're like, damn, I have no inspiration. I don't have anything in me. I can't write right now. I can't just write because you told me to write. I get that. I understand that. But if you're not making any sort of effort to start writing in the first place, how the fuck would you know? How the fuck would you know? I really like poetry. I was getting back into writing poetry and everything like that. But before I was getting back into it, I would constantly say, you know, I haven't been inspired. I can't write it because I haven't been inspired. Yet, I never ever tried to write it. Not gonna lie. I just automatically assumed that because I didn't feel the urge to write it, I must not be inspired. I must not be able to do it. I'm not gonna make any good content. And then the same, because I waited so long to write it, when I went back to write it again, I read it and it sounded like an elementary school fucking teacher tried to explain something to a fucking second grader and make flowers seem like they're existential. That's literally what it was. Nothing, because I was not honing in on my craft. Do not use this quarantine as an excuse to be fucking toxic lazy. That's not even, I didn't even say that right, but you get my point. Do not use this fucking quarantine as an excuse to be lazy and toxic to yourself. Also, get rid of the excuses. I just spoke about excuses, so I'm not going to elaborate on that. I'm just saying there's an excuse for every motherfucking thing. There's an excuse for everything. It does not mean that you need to use it. Okay. Now, number two, things to avoid. Avoid, and this is a big one. Avoid thinking about how far you need to go to complete your goals. It's really, really easy to look at the path that you have set out for yourself and saying, damn, I have so much farther to go. It's really easy to look down a street at where you're standing. You're looking at where you're standing and you're looking at the end of the street. It's very easy to look down that road and you're like, damn, that's long as shit. I don't really know if I want to do this. It's super easy to do that as opposed to you looking down that road while you're moving. Have you ever noticed that while you're moving towards something, the end result becomes closer? Crazy. Look at that. Avoid not acknowledging how far you've come. Avoid not giving yourself credit for the progress that you've made. Okay? Come on now and continue to move. Personally, I understand. Before this quarantine began, December 2019, all right, let's just say December 2019, when everything was all good, when the world was normal, I literally said, I don't know, 2020 seemed like it's about to be my year. And everybody said that. I don't know. 2020 seems like it's about to be my year. This is it. I have a feeling about it. Do not allow a pandemic that could have been controlled had people not eaten animals. I'm not gonna preach about how much people need to go vegan. That's not what I'm gonna talk about. I'm just saying that this is definitely something that could have been avoided. The CDC is kind of fucked up, and so is the government, and everything's corrupt, and everything is a joke. So, before all this went down, you were still motivated. Okay, you still thought this was going to be your year, and it can still be your year. It can still be your year. I'm saying you don't want to come out of this, and like, you think about how disappointing it would be to know that you have been home for 2 months, to go back to work or to go back to the real world, and you have done nothing. You've done nothing. Think about what it must feel like to go back, and when your friends finally ask you, so what the fuck did you do? You're like, well, I binged all of the seasons of Ozark. I finally got around to watching The Office, and Grey's Anatomy ain't that bad. You sound dumb as fuck. Do not allow yourself to sound dumb as fuck. Okay, think about how far you have to go and let that motivate you to get a little closer. Okay, every time I think about, I get it. It's hard. It's really, really hard. Before this, I was just now getting my show back together. When this happened, automatically my first thought was, oh shit, I got time to record, because my problem all the time is I have no time to do anything. I have no time to record. I have no time to edit the recording. I have no time to put out this material. Now you have all the time in the world. The easiest thing for you to do is to say, well, you know what? Honestly, I've been gone so long from my goals that I'm not sure that I'm going to know how to pursue them once I try again. You better pull a fucking Aaliyah, dust yourself off, and try it again. Don't do that dumb shit. So listen, number three, things to avoid during the quarantine. Toxic traits. Avoid thinking or dwelling on life regrets. Do not fall victim to your own inner bully. So this is more about mental health. For the people that are out there that struggle with anxiety or depression, anything like that to that sort, I get you. I totally fucking understand. I struggle from the same fucking things. I have anxiety attacks. I have depression. I also want to say this. Depression is a lot different than just being sad one day, guys. It's a lot different. So, maybe I'll have one episode where I actually educate people on the difference between depression and normal sadness. But depression really fucking sucks. Depression feels like the air that you're breathing is not worth it. Depression feels like when you wake up in the morning, you don't feel the need to move. It feels suffocating. I'm not gonna lie. I never ever get claustrophobic in open spaces or in tight spaces. I only get claustrophobic in my mind and in my thinking. And that is some scary shit. It is scary to be out in the open and to feel uncomfortable in your own consciousness. And it is really, really easy to become a bully to yourself when you have thoughts like that. I can't tell you how many times I've been going through I call them episodes. I can't tell you how many times I've been going through an episode and I've bullied myself into thinking that I am not worth shit. Your first bully is yourself. Your first bully is your fucking self, because you are with yourself 24/7. You are not going anywhere. You are not going anywhere. Neither is your consciousness. But you know what? You can change your consciousness. You can. And it's super hard. I'm not saying that every single day you're going to be able to do it. I'm saying that the more and more you fight to do it, the easier it's going to become. And take that from someone who was literally probably, I was just crying like 2 days ago. Like, I hate the world. The point is, once you cry and once you feel those emotions and once you give yourself an opportunity to feel all of those things, do not dwell on that. Do not take those emotions that you are allowing yourself to feel and then wrap them around. Do not wrap them around and use them as a blanket and then cozy up next to your loneliness and cozy up next to your anxiety and cozy up next to your depression and use this as an excuse as to why you didn't make it anywhere in life. And you're probably like, Jazz, damn, this got deep for no reason. No, it is a reason. First of all, within minorities, we already struggle with talking about mental illness as it is. So I'm saying that during this time of self-isolation, those people out there that are dealing with some sort of mental illness or some sort of mental health problem, we get you. I understand. It's hard as shit to be happy sometimes. But also, happiness is a choice. Happiness is a fucking choice. And I know what you're going to say. How the fuck are you going to say happiness is a choice? You just said that depression is fucking bad. You just said that depression is real. Yeah, well, this is my thing. You ever heard the phrase, I'm going to fake it till I make it? Yeah, my mom has been telling me that my whole life. Fake it till you make it. The thing is, with faking it till you make it because the fake it end up real. So if you wake up in the morning and you don't feel happy, but you exude the same qualities that you would exude if you were happy, eventually you're going to end up happy, nigga. You know how crazy that is? To wake up sad and then pretend you happy and then end up happy? It's like a magic trick, bro. But you can do it. You can do it. All right? For example, if you know that you feel happy when you wake up in the morning and you do your workout routine, or if you make yourself some breakfast and you take a nice little shower and then you moisturize yourself, make sure you smell good, make sure you look good. What are you? You're happy. Now, the only thing you have to do is continue that shit for the rest of the day. That's all you gotta do. The hardest part is you starting. Once you've started, you don't even have a reason to stop. Once you're having a good day, nobody intentionally self-sabotages themselves into having a bad day when you're feeling good. No, you're not. You're not going to. And if you are, there are online therapists that are helping you deal with that. And there's nothing wrong with seeking them out. There's nothing wrong with looking them up. You better go text somebody, because that needs to be taken care of. You deserve more and you should want more for yourself. All right? Dope. So, listen, I'm glad we had this beautiful talk. We're not done yet, though. What we're going to do right now is we're going to let me take a little break, because I'm going to go freaking get something to drink. I'm thirsty. I'm gonna go drink some tea because I'm a cultured bitch. And then we're gonna come back and we're gonna talk about relationships. All right? We're gonna talk about relationships. In fact, we're gonna play a little game, a little scenario game. And I want you guys to play with me at home. Okay, scenario game is called Make or Break. It's called Make or Break. So we're gonna take this quick little break. I'm gonna go drink some tea because I'm a cultured bitch. And we'll be right back. All right, guys, and we are back. We're back. We're back. I feel like my voice sounds a whole lot better, a whole lot different. I feel like I sound like I got a pep in my step. You feel me? So, like I said before we went on break, this game is called Make or Break. It's gonna make or break your relationships. I got a couple of scenarios going on here. Whether or not these are real or not, we ain't even gonna get into it. We ain't even gonna get into which one is real and which one isn't. Cause the point is, they're all real, and all of these people have hit me up. I'm not a relationship guru or anything like that, but I hit a few people up and I told them that I was making an episode about this. So they said, why not? You know, let me just put mine in there anonymously. That's not how you say that word. Anyway, so yeah, we're going to go with this first scenario. And the way this game works is I'm going to read it. And I'm going to tell you how I think they should deal with it. But at home, I want you guys to think about how they should deal with it too. All right. And eventually, somewhere in the near future, I'm going to have to get like a Google Play number and where you guys can call in and talk to me while I'm recording. It'll be cool. But right now, you know, I'm by myself and y'all don't really fuck with me like that yet. So I'm going to just answer the questions on my own and you answer them on your own. Okay. So scenario number one. Right? Or anecdote number one. Should say that, right? So it says, I swore my girlfriend and I had a deep, dope-ass connection. But during this quarantine, I'm realizing we don't actually connect the way I thought we did. I'm not sure if I'm bored with her because there's nothing to do, or is it all in my head? How can I tell the difference? How can you tell the difference between being bored with your girlfriend and just being bored at home? I feel like that's an interesting question. I feel like I would know the difference. I'm not gonna lie. Like, my thing is, are you bored because you guys have nothing to do but you're content with each other at this moment? Or is she boring? Like, is she boring? I feel like the way you can tell the difference, what have you guys been doing in the house? There, for me, I know that if I was stuck in the house with my shorty, there would be loads for us to do. But I think that's because separately, we both have our own hobbies. So we both have our own hobbies. We both are creators. Okay, think about this. You don't have to be with each other every waking moment of the day. You know that, right? Like, y'all, just because you're in the house together doesn't mean that you do things together every waking moment of the day. Like, I feel like that's what's messing a lot of couples up right now. It's just basically everyone feeling like you have to be up under each other's ass because you're home alone together. Like, that's not what this means. Like, you're gonna get real bored of being up under each other's asses. Like, I know personally, if I was at home with my shawty, my significant other, we would probably not even, I mean, the interaction would be there, but we're more of a, you know, do things in the same room, but separately sort of people, so that we don't feel like we're crowding each other's space. Keep in mind that just because you guys are a couple and you're at home doesn't mean that you have to do couple shit all day. Like, you know, like I'm saying, you might get bored with her because you're not getting bored with her. You're getting bored with the regular interaction that you guys are having every day. The first couple of days of the quarantine, you probably, like, you know, did what any couple would do. You indulged in the fact that you guys had time to be alone and to be together. You know what I mean? You probably stayed up all night. You know what I mean? That first night, got a little lit, got a little drunk. Maybe you smoke. I don't know. You did whatever you had to do. Probably got a couple of little smashes in, you know, hitting that, having a good time. Boom, woke up. You were still up under each other's ass in the morning. It probably did something again. Like, you kept going with it all day. And for the first couple of days, that's probably amazing. Like, it was probably super, super fun the first couple of days. And then eventually that shit got boring, because eventually that does get boring. And it doesn't mean that you guys are bored with each other. It means that you're bored with the same routine or interaction that you're having each day. Make it a goal for both of you, either together or separately, if you feel like you want to bond together, to do something, you know, together or alone. Do something different every single day. Like, don't just fucking binge a show. Like, that's boring to anybody. So, do I feel like you're bored with her? No, I don't feel like you're bored with her. I feel like you're bored with your routine that you've built with her. So, yeah. I would say try to do something different each day, and then boom. If you're still bored after that, well, you know, you need to reevaluate some stuff, bro. And I don't know what to tell you. All right. So Done with that, we on to scenario number two. This one says, I want to take this time to grow closer to my girlfriend, but I suck at picking her brain. The relationship is still new, so she still struggles with opening up to me. What are some things I can do to make her more comfortable and bring us closer? All right, so I guess, like, yeah, this is a really good time for couples to bond and to get to know each other and to pick each other's brains. I'll tell you what I've been doing or what we've been doing. We've really been giving each other the personal space to be able to do whatever we want to do, to be able to create, because we're both, you know, artists and we're creators. So that's what we like to do. But at the end of the night, in order to pick each other's brains, because now we haven't spoken all day. So it's almost as if we have loads to talk about because we didn't spend the entire day trying or attempting to constantly pick each other's brain. I would say try 21 questions. This sounds so juvenile and it sounds so cliche or so corny, but 21 questions does a lot. Now I'm going to say try 21 questions with a theme. So, boom, if you want to pick her head, maybe try something that's not going to be too intimate for her to answer. You know what I mean? So when try a 21 questions with the theme of things I've never asked you that I really want to know. Ask about her past. You know what I mean? And make sure that the communication is open and honest. I would say, you know, maybe you start off and have her ask you some intimate questions first so that she feels more comfortable with what's going on. Make it fun, you know, have a 21 questions based off of sex. Come on now, like learn everything about each other because this is the time to actually bond. Making her more comfortable. Women in general, we don't really like to feel forced into things, but we like to feel like someone actually genuinely wants to know about us as a person. So if she doesn't feel comfortable asking or answering a question, or if she's hesitant to answer a question, reassure her, like, hey, look, I'm here for you. I am not in any rush to find out the answer to this question, but I want you to know that I do want the answer. Like, I'm genuinely interested in getting to know you. I don't know if you guys are doing this in person or over the phone. Either way, it still works. If it helps, you know, if it calms either one of you down, do it with a little glass of wine, you know, get a little bit inebriated, you feel me? Get a little bit lit and make it a fun time. Don't get drunk now. You might start saying shit that you don't want to say, but you know, make it a good time. But that's what I would say. I feel like, you know, just taking the time to genuinely ask questions. Make it a game. Make it fun. There we go. So for scenario number three, definitely last but not least, this is funny. Y'all funny as fuck. It says, I am bored as fuck at home. I'm literally eating all my quarantine snacks. Help me stop, please. All right. Well, the question is, why are you so bored at home? I feel like a lot of y'all, the homebodies of the world are thriving right now because it's not that hard for us to stay in the house. It's not that hard for us to be at home right now. I know personally, I get it. Like, for some days last week, I was going crazy and I was going nuts because I felt like I was doing the same thing every day. Like I said in the last question, the worst thing that you could do right now is create a unproductive routine for yourself. The most routine you should be making is dedicating yourself to waking up at a decent time of the day. Do not wake up in the middle of the day. That's like the worst thing you could do for your overall productivity as a person, especially when you don't really have anything to do necessarily or no real obligation right now if you're at home. I would say the latest you should probably wake up in the morning is 11 o'clock. That is the latest because by the time 11 hits, before you know it, 12 is there and boom, we're into the afternoon. If you're in bed past 12, you know, you're going into the evening time. By the time you're actually really getting up to actually be productive. So boom, what are you doing? You're snacking while you're in the bed. You're probably not really paying attention to the fact that you're not hungry. You're simply eating because you're bored and you have nothing else to do. So I would say, give yourself things to do. Find a new hobby. If you already have hobbies, try to take the time to actually dedicate yourself to pursuing those hobbies while you have time right now. Even if your hobby is you like to put fucking puzzle pieces together, I don't care what it is. Try something new. You feel me? Like, I mean, I know every day I try to tell myself, you know what, this is what I'm going to get accomplished and this is what I'm going to get done. And that really helped me not get too bored And as for you eating all of your quarantine snacks, we're going to talk about physical health tips. That kind of brings me in to the closing topic of the show. I said, guys, that, you know, during this time, nobody wants to come back after being gone and away from your friends and from work and from the outside world for like a month to 2 months now, because it's been extended. And then you come back and you look you look miserable. You feel me? You don't want to come back looking miserable. Do not come back from this quarantine, ladies and gentlemen, with acne all over your face. All right. With about 10 more pounds than you had before you left. Do not do that to yourself. Do you know how bad you're going to feel? Didn't we just say that 2020 was our year? We just said 2020 was our year. So if it's our year, come back feeling like it's your motherfucking year. Like, boom. If anything, this is the perfect opportunity in the midst of all this chaos in the world that's going on, in the midst of all this negativity, build some positivity for yourself. Build a positive energy ring around yourself, because this is the best time for you to do it. And you don't, who knows when you're going to have the time like this again. Like, you what? You have to stay home. You have to actually be with yourself. You have to be alone with your thoughts. Do you know how healthy and cleansing that can be? Get into meditation. You feel me? Get into different shit in the morning. So what we're going to talk about is changing our physical health habits and shit. So I would say the first thing, and these are things that I've done, that I'm currently doing. I'm not just giving shit that I'm not doing too. That's just fucked up. Change your eating habits. So since you're at home, every single time, you know, when you were going to work consistently, and if you weren't bringing lunch to work, and if you were always eating out, the main question or the main answer to the question of why you aren't eating better is you don't have the time to eat better. You don't have the time to cook. You don't have the time to, like, make breakfast. You don't have the time to make lunch. You now have the fucking time. Like, you have nothing but fucking time. There is no reason why your eating habits should mirror the same shit that you were doing when you had no time to do anything. When you go to the store, actually genuinely start to buy things according to recipes that you plan to cook. Don't just buy snacks. Buy actual produce, okay? And not processed food, produce. Get some vegetables in there. Get some fruit in there. Learn to like that shit. Like, literally try different recipes that actually already incorporate those things. Because recognize this, you don't necessarily like all that unhealthy shit. You like the way it's seasoned. Literally. I mean, I'm so serious. You don't really like barbecue wings. You like barbecue sauce. Think about that. I'm not saying to stop eating wings. I'm just saying you don't got to eat them every second of the day. As for all these chips and shit, try a Kettle Pop chip or some shit. Like, you know, change it up. If you're going to snack, try to snack appropriately. And I would say don't make eating a habit during the day as if it is an actual activity. Eating should not be an activity. Like, that's not, you know what? It's going to leave that right there. Go on to the next thing. Cook more or less takeout or delivery, which is pretty much what I just said. Take the time to cook. If you don't know how to cook, this is the perfect time for you to figure it out. Perfect time. Try some new recipes. If you guys really want, ask me. I'll send you a recipe or two. You know, experiment. The worst that you're going to do is fuck up and have to eat it or throw it away. That's the worst you're going to do. But at least it'll pass some time. Cooking is a great stress reliever. It also helps you keep your mental health there. It's something that you can create and you can be proud of at the end, and you can reap the benefits. Number three, work out passes time. So working out passes some fucking time. I know that there are plenty of home workouts that I've been seeing people post and everything. There's 1,000 of them on the freaking internet. Just Google some shit. Get the fuck up. Stop sitting on your couch. Stop sitting on your couch. Literally. Make it your business every single day to have some form of activity, and recognize that you can go to the park. Like, you're literally only supposed to stay 6 feet away from someone. It doesn't mean that you don't get to go outside at all. Like, I mean, go take a fucking morning jog. And if that's a little bit too much for you, then, you know, I understand. Jogging ain't for everybody. But a home workout that you can do in the comfort of your room, in the comfort of your living room, as long as you get yourself moving, I would say for a minimum of 30 minutes. A minimum of 30 minutes. I know people usually say an hour. A minimum of 30 minutes a day of working out is going to fucking... Yo, the results are crazy. You're going to have way more energy. You're going to feel like you really want to, because there's nothing for you to do but see the results. So if you couple that with actually changing your eating habits, you're actually taking this time to transform yourself into a better, less lazy person. And I would say the last thing is hold yourself accountable. Okay. If you're a couple, hold each other accountable. If you guys know you're supposed to have a workout, you know what I mean? And you know that as soon as you wake up, you definitely have this workout routine that you're doing, or before you go to sleep, you have this workout routine you're doing, and you see that your partner is slacking off. Do not allow them to slack off because they have all the time in the world to fix this. A person that says they have all the time in the world to fix a problem that they constantly complain about is counterproductive, and they don't fucking love themselves. Love yourself enough to get the fuck up. Love yourself enough to get the fuck up. That's the best thing I could say. And I'm not talking this shit because I'm not doing it my damn self. All right. It's hard. Like, all right. And skinny people, y'all can be out of shape too. All the people that's like, oh, I don't really need to do much. I'm already tiny. Yeah. But I be seeing some people that weigh 90 pounds fucking huffing and puffing, walking up some damn steps. You guys can get the fuck up too. All right, guys. Like I said, I hope this episode was not too long, but thank you so much for tuning in. This quarantine is crazy on all of us right now, especially because we keep getting new news every day. It's definitely not always reassuring to constantly look at the news. So for your mental health as well, do not stare at every single notification that comes in on your phone. Don't download a special app to tell you what's going on. Keep yourself updated, I would say, every other day, and keep yourself safe and keep yourself distanced. I will be back with another episode. Thank you so much for tuning in to the Scythe, the culture you protect here. If you ever want to hear something, one of your suggestions on the show or one of your questions on the show, please hit me up on my Instagram at the Scythe Podcast. And then, of course, I mean, like I said, look up my YouTube channel with my shawty, Jazz and Ashley TV. All right, thanks for tuning in, guys. We're going to be back. Bye, fam.